Greetings, salutation, and love, time, myself, motivation, game changers. Man, man, man. Thank you for tuning in. You know, today's topic that was put on my heart. Gotta stop apologizing. We gotta stop apologizing and people pleasing. Telling people our plans and then getting disappointed when they don't follow through with support and love. And the caring and nurturing ways that we're respecting because we give them our full heart. We have the capabilities of making it on our own because we got the greatest person on our team, God. When you worry about people and you put some more faith in man than you do God, things start to unravel. You lose not only your mind, you lose time, you lose out on blessings, opportunities, because you're off balance. You're letting people turn you off, and it's like, and then you lose your passion. You lose that. You start being prideful. You lose you. Your identity is given to them. So you're putting yourself in a box and you're sealing it up with ways of how they look at you. You have to be willing to leave some people behind. I know we said that in the last segment, like, Kendra, how many times you're gonna talk about it? I have to say this because we gotta stop apologizing for being us. Now, it does conflict with the last part. Who are you taking to the top? You know, check that out if you wanna hear that out so know what I'm talking about now. But when you stop apologizing, you'll realize that you're letting somebody else who doesn't bring any significance hold you back. I mean, you're giving them too much power. You're giving them a place, a spot that they're not worth. You know, you can still love some people. You can still have friends and family. But if they're not supporting you in the way that you need, if they're not seeing the beauty within as well as out and what you're doing, and they're not trying to be a part of your plans and give you words of encouragement, why are you trying to take them? You can't take anybody with you. I mean, this is the example, okay? MC Hammer did it. And what happened? He was left broke. Those same people that he was helping paying their bills and mortgages and back loan, you know, loans and child support, etc. He was helping his family come up. And then they pulled him down. And then when he's so low now, they just call him a bum. They call him everything but supportive. They call him everything but they call him broke. I mean, that's not what you don't have to give people money that you don't feel like you have to. But you know what? When you come in a place of success, you're going to have to be alone. You're going to have to isolate yourself with certain people because God is showing you who's on your team, who's for you, and who's against you. Even Jesus told the apostles that he had some people who and he has a person amongst them that wasn't right. I mean, you got to think about that. You're going to have the Judases. You're going to have you're going to have those people who are going to come against you. You're going to have those Cains, you know, to the Abels. You're going to have those Esaus. And then, you know, that's you're the Esau. And you're going to have those Jacobs. You see what I'm saying? So when you have opposition, when you have somebody telling you that you're not going to make it, when you have somebody and you're giving your ear out there, you're just kind of destroying your own destiny. I mean, is it really worth it? Are you really gonna sabotage yourself by putting yourself in people's presence that are not even worthy, that don't even believe that God can make miracles and do miracles through you? I mean, this is a season of the underdog for you, man. And the fact of the matter is, you're letting people destroy your mind, corrupt your mind instead of ease it. You can give them a shout out. That's what you're going to have to do in this season. That's what you're going to have to do. God is in you're in preparation period. You're in a time where God is putting you in a process. And you're while you're waiting, you're preparing. And so he's trying to get your mind right. You know, he's trying to get you in a healthy type of thinking, to change your perspective, the way you look at and handle things. When you get blessed, and how you can sit there and have discernment instead of judgment. You know, you can't keep putting yourself in the predicaments God took you out of. What if you, if he got you and delivered you from drugs, why are you sitting there blaming that prescription is your only cure? That's insane. That's called a drug. You feel me? If God delivered you from a relationship and you, and he gave you a new mind frame on a better spouse or a better person to see you in a different light, won't you let love win at this time? If it's not love, you gotta let it go and let God, all right? I don't know who this is for, but this hit me hard, so hard, because I was just like, man, I had to let some people go in this season. I might throw a picture of my daughter every now and then. I might, you know, say, hey, how you doing? But to me personally, if it ain't motivating me or putting me on the right frame of mind and I dread calling you, it's like, why even bother? I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you that you come in a better place of peace, but I can't allow you to take my peace. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. Stay tuned for Maybe I'm Tripping. All right, y'all. Peace. All right, we're back with Maybe I'm Tripping. Maybe I'm tripping. But what's going on with these kids with these challenges, man? I mean, it seems like y'all smoking that new kind of crack. I'm so sorry. Kids, y'all need to say no to drugs. Let's be honest. Let's be frank. Y'all act like y'all crazy. Y'all seem like y'all lifted. All right? Now, maybe I'm tripping, but when you have the hot water challenge, I'm just like, why are you shocked that you got scorched? Your skin is peeling and you have third degree burns and and you have steam coming from your pores, literally. How are you shocked? I mean, let's just think. When you got in the bathtub when you were a kid and your mom had it extra hot because she wanted that funk off you, and she had the bubble baths to ease that, you know, that smell so you could just feel, oh yeah, there's toys in here, let me drop bloop, 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 some in there. And then you touched it with your toe, your big toe. And you like, woo, that's hot, ma. And she's like, okay, let me put some cold water on it. You didn't touch that, okay? You didn't go in. When your mom gave you some ramen noodles and it was hot and you were so hungry, but she, you know, you almost burned your tongue and you had this, oh my gosh, it hurts. And your mom put some ice cubes in it, all right? So why would you put hot water on boiling flesh? I mean, do you think lobsters want to get cooked? When you look at Red Lobster, you go in the Red Lobster tank, those lobsters said, help me. They look at me, help me. And I'd be like, man, that's so sad, but I got to get my lobster on. I'm sorry. I pray be quick. I mean, I'm sorry, you know? But just don't act like this is something that just happened to happen. It just happened to fall on you when over your head. I mean, come on now, man. These kids are doing so much stupid stuff, man. Y'all had the, what is that, the Tide Pods. Y'all had the Flame Challenge. I mean, what is going on? Is this all this just for the gram? Is all this for the Vine? I mean, what is this? I mean, I know I ain't doing anymore. Let me know, y'all. All right, y'all. Stay tuned for Level Head Love. All right. Peace.
Yay!
All right, we're back with Level Head Love. All right, where we not only want to give love, faith, and hope out to the ones who give it out, but the ones who also need it in return. Shout outs to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Without him, there is no me, no we, no us, no you. Also to the Baker Clan, my husband Donovan. Y'all can go check him out on Social Circle at anchor.fm. And my sweet pea Alana Marie, who will be 3 September 13th. Time is flying by, man. It's crazy. Feeling old right now. I want to give a personal shout out to Leanne Roberts, also known as Dr. Leanne Roberts on Facebook. Check her out. She has a powerful movement going on. I feel like it was God sent. If you definitely got something from this podcast, you definitely gonna get something from her message, man. It was on time. It was really powerful, man. Set me on, blessed my whole day. I felt like it was aligned. I felt like it was right on time. All right, yeah. So stay tuned. If for late, blah 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 blah. I hate when I do that. Your mind be somewhere else, and you be like trying to run it, you know. Stay tuned. For Ease My Mind, where we're going to play some three songs to get our minds right and get us back on course to motivate us. All right, y'all? All right, peace. All right, it's time to ease our minds. You know, a wine to stop thinking about that coworker at work that gets on your nerves. Stop thinking about how you got to go to the grocery store tomorrow. I mean, just think about this. A new day, new beginnings, a new frame of mind, all right? So let's just take the message and the music and let it speak to us as a confirmation from God. All right, y'all. Peace. All right, we're back. Man, where do I begin? It's time to come to a closing. And my friends, I hate when we have to do this, but you know we have to. You know, we continue our lives, go throughout the week, because it's only the beginning. It's Monday. All right, y'all. Closing thoughts about no more apologizing and no more people pleasing, my friends, because it's becoming pathetic. It's becoming like we're begging for attention. Click me, like me, not just on the Instagram and social media, and not just on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. It's also in our family and friends. It's at work. It's like, hey, look at me, look at me. And it's like, then when they acknowledge you and they're trying to tweak you to fit in their comfort zone, you apologize and say, oh, by changing yourself. God loves those freckles. God loves that you a heavyset woman and love your beautiful big body, okay? God loves that your hair is always short. God loves that you just sit like that. You know, God loves you just the way you are. And when you keep apologizing, when you keep stooping to people's level and putting yourself in a box, you're not only slapping God in the face, but you're saying, look, I don't deem myself special. This is the year of the underdog, the one who is deemed unworthy because you don't have, you lack. You're not curvy. You're too skinny. You're too fat. You're poor. You have too much money. You haven't been in the streets. You always had a silver spoon. It's always something that you don't have, but you know what? There is significance in your suffering. There's significance in what you don't and do have. When you realize the potential, when you realize the nutrients of words that you're giving, the way you walk in a room and you don't command, but you demand respect. You know, people are going to hate you just to hate on you. People are going to hate you because you have all your teeth and they're missing three. Okay? People are going to hate you because you have kids and they don't have any. People are just going to find reasons and you got to be comfortable with that. Ultra comfortable. You know, sometimes I just laugh. I just laugh because I'm just looking at like, dude, somebody told me at Kroger that it was disturbing for me to smile. And I just cracked up because, I mean, I was like, I'm sorry. You know, I'm just a goofball. I'm bubbly. So I'm just like, so you're telling me, I told this one, you don't like me because I'm not slinging your eggs and your bread. I'm actually double bagging your milk and making sure your bread is on top of your eggs and double bagging that. Because I care, so you'd rather me just make sure to throw a can on this and look at that. I don't say blessings like you want curses.
And I looked at her and I said, man, I looked at myself and said, your life must suck. You know what? I'm going to pray for you. Because I can't let your hate, devil, because you just the devil in disguise. You letting the devil use you. And I'm sorry, but you know what? I'm going to pray for you that you rebuke that demon in the name of Jesus, and that you just find the perspective in life on a positive way. There's so much good in the life. There's so much good, but then you are settling to be miserable. I am done being miserable. I'm going to laugh more. I'm going to dream more. I'm going to be bold in truth and love. You know what I'm saying? And you can't be afraid to stand your ground. You can't be afraid to be different. I like being different. I had a segment on, y'all check me out on Facebook, Miss Ken Ken, okay? I had this video called Register Rebel. For being different. When you embrace different, you're going to get haters. You're going to get people who are going to try to change you because they're like, maybe if you just did this, you can be the ultimate salesman because you talk. You can be, you know, maybe if you lost weight, you'll be this. Maybe if you gained and you put an A cup or at least a cup up there. You know, maybe you put some butt back there, you'd be worth looking at. Or maybe if you find a man, but maybe they don't want those things. Maybe they're happy the way they are. And if you're not, do something about it. You can't wait to stamp an approval from somebody else because God is giving you the approval. I love you regardless. I love you with no money. I love you with money. I love you when you lack. I love you when you gain. I love it when you're feeling like you're at the balance point and when you feel like you're going insane. I love you regardless. And that's why you got to praise God anyway. That's why you got to keep praising him every day. And as soon as you wake up, I say, thank you, Lord. As soon as you go and put your foot on that carpet or whatever you got on in your bedroom, okay? Even if you don't have no bedroom, say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. I'm done apologizing. I know that you have better and bigger things for me, and it's time for me to prosper. I can't take anybody with me. I have to accept that, and I have to put my mind on the prize. Because when you realize that you are trying to bring dead weight, you can fly, okay? It's not that you heavy. You heavy burden. You have a heavy heart full of stuff that unforgiveness. You got to forgive those people. Let them go. Let God work it out. You can't wait for people to change. Some people ain't going to change. They're just going to make chameleons and try to come in different shades and form and say, hey, look at me. I changed. Remember? And then they tell you what you want to hear. I mean, somebody contact us about this. And I was just like, hey, you know, and they just contacted us through ways of saying what they did wrong. And they didn't even say what they, some people didn't even apologize. And I was just like, you can tell by the fruit. Is the fruit supporting you? I can't talk, y'all. Is the fruit showing that they care? Is the fruit nurturing you? Is the fruit giving life or death in their words? Not just their words, their action, the way they talk to you, the way they motivate you, the way they keep bringing stuff up. Are they even making you feel inspired? Because God is going to send those people. And when you realize you got to go alone sometimes, when you got to walk hard and walk alone, Abraham had to leave a lot alone. Look, there's too much quarrel. There's too much argument over here. Look, I need peace. You go your way. Look, I want so much peace. Check it out. I want so much peace. Like, you my nephew, Nathan, I love you. But you can choose which land you want because I'm to the point, I just want peace, okay? That's how you got to be. You got to separate yourself from him. You know, he still loved you. He still had his back when he got captured. He still went in well for his family. But at the same time, you can't go poor MC Hammer. You can't go broke for your family. You got to build your family up. You got to build yourself up. You can't help nobody when you can't help yourself. You can't love somebody when you don't even love yourself. You can't. But, you know, God is he's giving you that recipe to success. He's giving that recipe for the mind rest. He's giving you for that peace, that faith, and hope, and love. And he's trying to restore it if you just give him a chance and realize that you are better than this and you don't have to apologize. You just got to realize and analyze your situation and look to the truth and up instead of down. All right, y'all? I don't know what this is for, but I hope this blesses you. Remember, y'all, it's come from a loving place. I love y'all. God loves y'all. And remember, from the ground up, I'll meet you halfway. Peace. All right, we're back. Man, man, man. Where do I begin? It's time to come to a closing. And my friends, I hate when we have to do this, but you know we have to. You know, we continue our lives, go throughout the week, because it's only the beginning. It's Monday. All right, y'all. Closing thoughts about no more apologizing and no more people pleasing, my friends, because it's becoming pathetic. It's becoming like we're begging for attention. Click me, like me, not just on the Instagram and social media, and not just on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. It's also in our family and friends. It's at work. It's like, hey, look at me, look at me. And it's like, then when they acknowledge you and they're trying to tweak you to fit in their comfort zone, you apologize and say, oh, by changing yourself. God loves those freckles. God loves that you're a heavy set woman and love your beautiful baby body, okay? God loves that your hair is always short. God loves that you just sit like that. You know, God loves you just the way you are. And when you keep apologizing, when you keep stooping to people's level and putting yourself in a box, you're not only slapping God in the face, but you're saying, look, I don't deem myself special. This is the year of the underdog, the one who is deemed unworthy because you don't have, you lack, you're not curvy, you're too skinny, you're too fat, you're poor, you have too much money, you haven't been in the streets, you always had a silver spoon, it's always something that you don't have, but you know what, there is significance in your suffering, there's significance in what you don't and do have. When you realize the potential, when you realize the nutrients of words that you're giving, the way you walk in a room and you don't command, but you demand respect. You know, people are going to hate you just to hate on you. People are going to hate you because you have all your teeth and they're missing teeth. Okay? People are going to hate you because you have kids and they don't have any. People are just going to find reasons and you got to be comfortable with that. Ultra comfortable. You know, sometimes I just laugh because I'm just looking at like, dude, somebody told me at Kroger that it was disturbing for me to smile, and I just cracked up because I mean, I was like, I'm sorry, you know, I'm just a goofball, I'm bubbly, so I'm just like, so you're telling me, I told this one, you don't like me because I'm not slaying your eggs and your bread. I'm actually double bagging your milk and making sure your bread is on top of your eggs and double bagging that. Because I care? So you'd rather me just make sure to throw a can on this and look at that. I don't say blessings like you want curses. And I looked at her and I said, man, I looked at myself and said, your life must suck. You know what? I'm going to pray for you. Because I can't let you hate, devil, because you just the devil in the sky. You letting the devil use you, and I'm sorry, but you know I'm going to pray for you that you rebuke that demon in the name of Jesus and that you just find the perspective in life on a positive way. There's so much good in the life. There's so much good, but then you are settling to be miserable. I am done being miserable. I'm going to laugh more. I'm going to dream more. I'm going to be bold in truth and love. You know what I'm saying? And you can't be afraid to stand your ground. You can't be afraid to be different. I like being different. I had a segment on, y'all check me out on Facebook, Miss Kankin, okay? I had this video called Register Rebel. For being different. When you embrace different, you're going to get haters. You're going to get people who are going to try to change you because they're like, maybe if you just did this, you can be the ultimate salesman because you talk. You can be, you know, maybe if you lost weight, you'll be this. Maybe if you gained and you put an A cup or at least a cup up there. You know what I mean? Maybe you put some butt back there, you'd be worth looking at. Or maybe if you find a man, but maybe they don't want those things. Maybe they're happy the way they are. And if you're not, do something about it. You can't wait to stamp an approval from somebody else because God is giving you the approval. I love you regardless. I love you with no money. I love you with money. I love you when you lack. I love you when you gain. I love it when you feeling like you're at the balance point and when you feel like you're going insane. I love you regardless, and that's why you got to praise God anyway. That's why you got to keep praising him every day. And as soon as you wake up, I say, thank you, Lord. As soon as you go and put your foot on that carpet or whatever you got or in your bedroom, okay? Even if you don't have no bedroom, say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. I'm done apologizing. I know that you have better and bigger things for me, and it's time for me to prosper. I can't take anybody with me. I have to accept that, and I have to put my mind on the prize. Because when you realize that you are trying to bring dead weight, you can fly, okay? It's not that you're heavy. You have a burden. You have a heavy heart full of stuff that unforgiveness. You gotta forgive those people. Let them go. Let God work it out. You can't wait for people to change. Some people ain't gonna change. They just gonna make chameleons and try to come in different shades and forms and say, "Hey, look, look at me. I changed." Remember, and then they tell you what you want to hear. I mean, somebody contacted us the other day. And they was just like, hey, you know, and they just contacted us through ways of saying what they did wrong. And they didn't even say what they, some people didn't even apologize. And I was just like, you can tell by the fruit. Is the fruit supporting you? I can't talk, y'all. Is the fruit showing that they care? Is the fruit nurturing you? Is the fruit giving life or death in their words? Not just their words, their action, the way they talk to you, the way they motivate you, the way they keep bringing stuff up. Are they even making you feel inspired? Because God is going to send those people. And when you realize you got to go alone sometimes, when you got to walk hard and walk alone, Abraham had to leave a lot alone. Look, there's too much quarrel. There's too much argument over here. Look, I need peace. You go your way. Look, I want so much peace. Check it out. I want so much peace. Like, you my nephew and everything. I love you. But you can choose which land you want because I'm to the point, I just want peace, okay? That's how you got to be. You got to separate yourself from them. You know, he still loved you. He still had his back when he got captured. He still went in well for his family. But at the same time, you can't go poor MC Hammer. You can't go broke for your family. You got to build your family up. You got to build yourself up. You can't help nobody when you can't help yourself. You can't love somebody when you don't even love yourself. You can't. But, you know, God is he's giving you that recipe to success. He's giving that recipe for the mind rest. He's giving you for that peace, that faith, and hope, and love. And he's trying to restore it if you just give him a chance and realize that you are better than this and you don't have to apologize. You just got to realize and analyze your situation and look to the truth and up instead of down. All right, y'all? I don't know what this is for, but I hope this blesses you. Remember, y'all, it's come from a loving place. I love y'all. God loves y'all. And remember, from the ground up, I'll meet you halfway. Peace. All right, we're back. Amen, man, man. Where do I begin? It's time to come to a closing. And my friends, I hate when we have to do this, but you know we have to. You know, we continue our lives, go throughout the week, because it's only the beginning. It's Monday. All right, y'all. Closing thoughts about no more apologizing. And no more people pleasing, my friends, because it's becoming pathetic. It's becoming like we're begging for attention. Click me, like me, not just on the Instagram and social media, and not just on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. It's also in our family and friends. It's at work. It's like, hey, look at me, look at me. And it's like, then when they acknowledge you and they're trying to tweak you to fit in their comfort zone, you apologize and say, oh, by changing yourself. God loves those freckles. God loves that you're a heavy set woman and love your beautiful big body, okay? God loves that your hair is always short. God loves that you just sit like that. You know, God loves you just the way you are. And when you keep apologizing, when you keep stooping to people's level and putting yourself in a box, you're not only slapping God in the face, but you're saying, look, I don't deem myself special. This is the year of the underdog, the one who is deemed unworthy because you don't have, you lack, You're not curvy. You're too skinny. You're too fat. You're poor. You have too much money. You haven't been in the streets. You always had a silver spoon. It's always something that you don't have, but you know what? There is significance in your suffering. There's significance in what you don't and do have. When you realize the potential, when you realize the nutrients of words that you're giving, the way you walk in a room and you don't command, but you demand respect. You know, people are going to hit you just to hate on you. People are going to hit you because you have all your teeth and they're missing teeth, okay? People are going to hit you because you have kids and they don't have any. People are just going to find reasons, and you got to be comfortable with that. Ultra comfortable. You know, sometimes I just laugh. I just laugh because I'm just looking at, like, dude, somebody told me at Kroger that it was disturbing for me to smile. And I just cracked up because, I mean, I was like, I'm just a goofball. I'm bubbly. So I'm just like, so you're telling me, I told this one, you don't like me because I'm not slaying your eggs and your bread. I'm actually double bagging your milk and making sure your bread is on top of your eggs and double bagging that. Because I care? So you'd rather me just make sure to throw a can on this and look at that. I don't say blessings like you want curses. And I looked at her, I said, man, I looked at myself and said, your life must suck. You know what? I'm going to pray for you. Because I can't let your hate, devil, because you just the devil in the sky. You letting the devil use you. And I'm sorry, but you know what? I'm going to pray for you that you rebuke that demon in the name of Jesus, and that you just find the perspective in life on a positive way. There's so much good in the life. There's so much good, but then you are settling to be miserable. I am done being miserable. I'm going to laugh more. I'm going to dream more. I'm going to be bold in truth and love. You know what I'm saying? And you can't be afraid to stand your ground. You can't be afraid to be different. I like being different. I had a segment on, y'all check me out on Facebook, Miss Ken Ken, okay? I had this video called Register Rebel. For being different. When you embrace different, you're going to get haters. You're going to get people who are going to try to change you because they're like, maybe if you just did this, you could be the ultimate salesman because you talk. You can be, you know, maybe if you lost weight, you'll be this. Maybe if you gained and you put an A cup or at least a cup up there, you know what I mean? Maybe you put some butt back there, you'd be worth looking at. Or maybe if you find a man, but maybe they don't want those things. Maybe they're happy the way they are. And if you're not, do something about it. You can't wait to stamp an approval from somebody else because God is giving you the approval. I love you regardless. I love you with no money. I love you with money. I love you when you lack. I love you when you gain. I love it when you're feeling like you're at the balance point and when you feel like you're going insane. I love you regardless. And that's why you got to praise God anyway. That's why you got to keep praising him every day. And as soon as you wake up, I say, thank you, Lord. As soon as you go and put your foot on that carpet or whatever you got on in your bedroom, okay? Even if you don't have no bedroom, say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. I'm done apologizing. I know that you have better and bigger things for me, and it's time for me to prosper. I can't take anybody with me. I have to accept that, and I have to put my mind on the prize. Because when you realize that you are trying to bring dead weight, you can fly, okay? It's not that you heavy. You heavy burden. You have a heavy heart full of stuff that unforgiveness. You got to forgive those people. Let them go. Let God work it out. You can't wait for people to change. Some people ain't going to change. They're just going to make chameleons and try to come in different shades and form and say, hey, look, look at me. I changed. Remember? And then they tell you what you want to hear. I mean, somebody contact us a little bit. And they was just like, hey, you know, and they just contacted us through ways of saying what they did wrong. And they didn't even say what they, some people didn't even apologize. And I was just like, you can tell by the fruit. Is the fruit supporting you? I can't talk, y'all. Is the fruit showing that they care? Is the fruit nurturing you? Is the fruit giving life or death in their words? Not just their words, their action, the way they talk to you, the way they motivate you, the way they keep bringing stuff up. Are they even making you feel inspired? Because God is going to send those people. And when you realize you got to go alone sometimes, when you got to walk hard and walk alone, Abraham had to leave Lot alone. Look, there's too much quarrel. There's too much argument over here. Look, I need peace. You go your way. Look, I want so much peace. Check it out. Check it out. I want so much peace. Like, you my nephew and everything. I love you. But you can choose which land you want, because I'm to the point, I just want peace, okay? That's how you got to be. You got to separate yourself from him. You know, he still loved you. He still had his back when he got captured. He still went in well for his family. But at the same time, you can't go poor MC Hammer. You can't go broke for your family. You got to build your family up. You got to build yourself up. You can't help nobody when you can't help yourself. You can't love somebody when you don't even love yourself. You can't. But you know, God is he's giving you that recipe to success. He's giving that recipe for the mind rest. He's giving you for that peace, that faith, and hope, and love. And he's trying to restore it if you just give him a chance and realize that you are better than this, and you don't have to apologize. You just got to realize and analyze your situation and look to the truth and up instead of down. All right, y'all? I don't know what this is for, but I hope this blesses you. Remember, y'all, it's come from a loving place. I love y'all. God loves y'all. And remember, from the ground up, I'll meet you halfway. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.